Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm here. I'm your girl Tosh in the States, and across the way is my girl G. How you doing, G?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you today?
Very good. So what's going on, my friend?
I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain. Actually, I can because I always can. But no, as per usual, the weather has been terrible in my
Oh.
city. It's been really bad. You've heard me complain every single day. I'm looking at you now. You're wearing a tank top. I'm like, what do you think you who are you? Where are you
I'm in
from?
Saint-Tropez.
Yeah, seriously. You got like you're all tanned up. Your hair's all beach wavy. You're getting on
Oh,
my
speaking
nerves.
of hair, you got braids, girl, for
Let me
our
tell you.
listeners. Yeah, tell us about that. I mean, I love me some braids, but I don't think I could endure the process.
Oh my God. First of all, this woman, she's amazing. She did my
Yeah, they
braids
look
in,
awesome.
thank you, in 2.5 hours. And it was unbelievably fast. I had all the stuff set up for her. I had like, remember I was talking to you and I had an assortment of grapes and snacks and everything. I'm like, she's gonna be in my hair and I'm offering her snacks. She's like, I'm good, I'm good. I'm like, no, have whatever you'd like because and she stood the whole time, which was freaking me out. I got like a stool for her so she could stand over my head. It was crazy. She was like, no, I don't need that. I just braid like this. And she was like, da, 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 da. It was bananas. So she was like a little older than me, so I was playing some R&B to keep us going. She was jamming. It was good. It was good. She was really nice. We
Nice.
made do in both languages, English. Well, she doesn't speak English. She says, I think she's lying to me. And in German, it was a mix. It was crazy. But she was really kind as she came over. So that's a plus. I can't complain. But these braids are tight as all get out.
Yeah.
And yes, I ran to the hubby. I was like, please, can you just rub my scalp for 5 hours? No, it's really tight. Usually, I could handle it. The older I get, it's been crazy. Even like going to boxing and things like that, they're so heavy that
Yeah, how do you work out? And you've been doing ponies mostly?
no, I can't do ponies because it'll whip around and smack me in the
Oh,
face.
right. That's right.
So yeah, so I gotta put them in like in a bun situation, and they're so heavy that my shoulders have been hurting lately, my neck and my
Oh my
shoulders.
God.
I know, I know, I know. It's so crazy. I had to like get the electric massager, like the one that sends the pulses to you. I had to put them on my neck. I don't even know if you're allowed to do that. I hope I don't ha catch something. So I don't know, but my neck muscles have been like really earning their keep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, in more ways than one. But yeah, so I'm just complaining about that. I've been having headaches because of the tight braids, but it's only been like a week, I think, right? So I'm not even sure. I've
Yeah.
lost all track of time. How are you?
I'm good. The weather here is good. It's supposed to be nice, like not. I don't think we're getting extreme temps anymore. I think we're staying in the 80s. But tomorrow might be a beach day for me, hopefully at least for half the day. So I'm looking forward to that. I did my first beach day last week. I don't know if I mentioned that if we've talked since then. I got a little color. Not much else is going on. Can't believe it's like August already.
Yeah, I can't. I know. It's out of control. No, you sent me a cute little pic. You had your little beach hat on and your bikini top. You looked really cute. You
Thank
looked really good.
you.
Yeah, it was a great color. I'm like, good
I
for you.
know TJ Maxx. No, was it TJ Maxx? Yes, it was TJ Maxx. That swimsuit was very cute. The tan lines kind of messed up a little bit, especially because I went early. So the way the sun was, you gotta move around when you tan. Like there's like a process to tanning that like I always like every year. It's like I get like a messed up tan line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But if you get there early and the sun's not completely like overhead and it's like at an angle, then you're getting like
Yeah.
tanned at like, you know. So anyway, such problems we have here in the States.
Right.
But there's been a few things current events wise that have been interesting, right?
Girl, I can't
Hit
even.
me up.
No,
What do you think? What
speaking
have you been?
before.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Before we even get into all of that, re
Yeah.
remember I told you about my I guess apartment mates, not apartment mates, my building mates.
Yes. That went away for
Yes.
like 36 weeks.
36 weeks. Well, one couple and their kids are still away and we're still watering their plants. Oh, thanks for Now I just reminded myself I have to go up there and water their plants. And another woman came back, and she that was so sweet. She was so thankful. The one who had the grapes, and she wanted me to like pick her grapes off the vine and free.
That's hysterical. She's like, can you stomp on them too and filter them through wine bottles and then tape yourself?
Like, I left a barrel for you. What?
There's some
No.
tomatoes too. Can you make some sauce? They're vines.
It was so crazy. So I did. They were like just a bushel. I don't know what you a bushel of grapes. What do you call
I
them? I
don't
don't know.
know. Is it
A
a bushel?
bunch.
Sounds good. I don't
I
know.
took a bushel of grapes. I took some Ziploc bags and I froze them. I don't know. I don't know what the method was. I have no idea. I just felt
Girl.
ridiculous doing it. I wanted to take a picture, but I felt like it was so like, this is not my
Busy.
place. I shouldn't
Right,
do it. But
right,
it
right. No, you're
was
right.
just way too funny for me. And I'm like, are we done here? So she came back a couple days ago. I returned her house keys, her car keys. She gave me keys to everything, her life, and safe deposit. Let me stop.
What'd she bring you?
She brought me a bottle of wine,
Oh, good. That's always a good
a
thing.
bottle of, no, also a little thing of cheese, a little
Oh.
cheese wheel, and some chocolate that says merci on it. Like
Oh, that's
spelt
nice.
out. Yeah, it was really cute. So that was really nice of her. So I guess this makes us closer, even though I try to hide from all my
Yeah, I don't talk to my neighbors either.
Yeah, I mean,
You
it's
do,
like
though. You say you don't, but you do.
I don't want no, I want to be friendly enough for so like there's no awkward whatever, but now like I feel that there's a bond and she said that she wants to have us for dinner and I'm like,
Okay.
I ugh,
Is
I
that
don't
the one that you still owe like a dinner to?
No. So I am watching her house too and her
Oh.
mail and her plants and blah, blah, blah. But they're the ones who were gone for 6 weeks with their kids and they'll be back at the end of the summer.
And that you still have to do a dinner with.
Yes, that one I still owe a dinner to. And I'm like, great. And but I have her bonsai plant.
Okay.
And it's been a struggle trying to figure out how to take care of this bonsai. First of all, since I was a kid, I've always heard the bonsais are really hard to take care of. So when she said, "Here's my bonsai, keep it in your place," I was like, "This is the worst. I'd rather you've given me a child or a dog. This is crazy. I don't know what to do with
Did
it."
they
The
tell you
leaf,
what they need at least?
they did. They're like, "Keep the soil moist." Okay.
Ugh.
But the leaves are crunchy and they're not green like they're supposed to be. And I'm really
Uh-oh.
scared and I feel like I'm going to be held responsible, but that's not fair to put a bonsai on me, you
No,
know?
you need to be researching bonds, identical bonsai plants, just as like a backup, just in case.
Yeah, but the shapes are different. Every bonsai is different. So if I give her like
You could
one
be
that's
like, nah, that's what happens in the 46 weeks that you're gone. Like it was reformed. It's reshaped itself.
your bonsai missed you, girl. And it just
Yeah,
started.
it started to grow in all sorts of directions and I trimmed it.
I did the best I could. No, I've been Googling, TikToking, trying to figure out what to do. I soaked it in water for about 20 minutes this morning to get the soil moist and drained it, but it doesn't look good. And you're supposed to keep it in like direct sunlight. There hasn't been direct sunlight here. It's been so cloudy for weeks since they've been gone. So you can't really blame me for this. I did the best that I could. You
I
know what I'm
wouldn't.
saying?
I think that's like a huge thing to ask.
I know. I know.
So I think like you're doing the best. It's not like you're not going there watering the plants. It's not your fault the bonsai has different plans.
No, for real though, the plants upstairs look really good. They're in really good shape. They look great.
Right.
My own plants are suffering. I've been neglecting my own plants. I see yellow leaves everywhere. I'm like, I'm sorry I forgot you guys, but the bonsai is like the bane of my existence, which is again a first world problem. I don't know. I just feel like someone gives you something to do, you kind of have to do it, and I feel
Yeah.
like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, I can't wait till they come back. So while they're frolicking on the beaches of Spain, I'm sitting here trying to worry about their plants. I'm upset. So speaking of frolicking on the beach,
Yeah.
okay, we talked about this about the British tourists who were
No, we didn't.
no,
Well,
we
maybe
didn't.
off pod we did.
Yeah, off pod we sure did, but yeah, that's that. Yeah, so I saw this article. We were talking about it about in Portugal. How do you say the name of that city again?
Algarve, is that where?
Yeah, Algarve or
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Algar?
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Algarve. So I because of the Brexit situation that happened like last year, the year before, they're still giving British people the allowance to come under old Brexit before Brexit rules. Like they're still European. So because of that, a lot of British people have been flocking over there because it's easier to travel there. Because you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Like it used to be like a thing. So because of that, they've been going over there and whiling now. I can't generalize and be like whatever. I only spent like a few months in Spain back in the day, but there, where I was so close to Portugal. But I just remember people being very nightlife, very party friendly, very like enjoy life, you know, drink wine, eat tomatoes. So it was really interesting to me to see that the Portuguese police were policing the beaches, and they were giving out fines to individuals. If you made a lot of noise, they gave you a €200 fine. If it was like your second or third offense, you get a $400 fine. And if it's a group of you, it could go up to 30 grand. And I'm sitting here like, what have you done that you
Yeah.
get a 30 grand fine on a beach?
Yeah. I think it's like, well, it's definitely known to be a vacation hotspot, like a part, I guess a little bit of a party hotspot, but it's also family friendly. But I guess they're trying to, yeah, I don't know, like what would they classify? I mean, like I know there's a difference between like disorderly conduct and public intoxication and things like that, but like how do you police that?
So my question to you is like, what's the nightlife? What's the summer life like in the beaches of Portugal? Like, are they that strict for real, or are the British people
There's
wiling?
definitely a nightlife like around the beaches and certain towns and stuff, but that's like notorious, like a very popular hotspot, just not even among like Portuguese people, but also just other people from Europe. So maybe, I mean, I've never been, so I can't really speak to it, but maybe it is like a little bit more getting out of hand. But yeah, definitely. It's definitely a hot spot for sure. But yeah, so it's interesting that they're trying to like tone it down, I guess.
A lot of money. What did you do? Like, I feel like you have to I don't know. I can't even describe or think of what you would have to do to get a fine of 30 grand. That cannot even be true. Yeah, it says £30,
Yeah.
£30,000 if they upset other sun seekers. What?
Yeah. So like
What are
what
you?
would the complaint be like to, you know, so that's funny because the other day I was at the beach and I went early, no one was there, but then at one point people were filtering in and I totally fell asleep like sitting in the chair, and you know when you like fall asleep on your back and your mouth opens, you start to snore and then you catch yourself snoring, and I realized, oh my God, I'm making a lot of noise, like I was like legit snoring out loud and woke myself up and there were people around. I'm like, oh no, would that be like a nuisance, like would I be fined,
We're
like
writing you up.
yeah,
Writing
we're
you up.
writing
How
you up.
dare
You're
you?
too loud. Your snoring is disrupting our vibe. That reminds me, that so Portugal, obviously there's so many things that I can relate to Portugal, like because that's like my roots.
Maru.
But someone brought up at work, and this is an interesting question that I wanted to ask. And I've been invited to destination weddings, and I actually have never been to one. But so one of my coworkers, she has a destination wedding at in Portugal, and I was
Ooh.
like wondering, like when you go to a destination wedding, do you also give a gift, or is the gift like traveling? Like, what's the protocol? Like, I was
Okay.
thinking about that. Like, I don't know.
Ooh, I mean, I think it depends how close you are to the people, 'cause I'm like, they
Right.
got to factor in like you got to pay for a hotel. Like you if it's
Right.
at a resort or something, everything's all inclusive, so you just chalk it up to like it being a vacation, right? Because you might have been taking a vacation anyway. So this is now your new
Right,
vacation.
or
Make a
making it into a
yeah,
vacation.
exactly. Make a stay of it, right? So wherever I know I have been, but it wasn't any tropical. Canada. That's not a destination wedding. LA, California. That's not destination, but I don't think I've been to like in the Caribbean stuff. And I used to
Yeah.
like listen, my jobs were not paying me well, so I wasn't traveling. If I got an invite, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I have something that week. I'm like, because I know like I'd feel weird not getting you a gift, so it's like people pay money for, tables and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, why are you doing this to people? I think it's such an inconvenience to do it to people also. So,
And
like,
there's some expectation not everyone can go. So like you're ready, you send out invites to like, I mean, I guess maybe you're just more selective with people you invite, or you just expect it not to be many people who can go.
You just have 11 people on the beach and all these
Exactly. You and that one chick who snores mad loud, who gets there really early.
wake her up before we get a fine out here, you know. I'm like, yo, I'm not trying to catch no wedding fines. No, but that's a really interesting question. Like, what the, like, I feel like, I don't know, my age now, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be invited to those
Who's
kind
that
of
etiquette, famous etiquette lady?
Emily Post.
Yeah, like what, she's
Is
the
that
one
her?
that like, right? Like she's the one that gives you like all like what's right, what's wrong.
First of all, she's been dead since 1842, I think. I don't know.
But
So
she's still speaking from the grave, like no girl.
she's always updating her Twitter. I'm like, what's going on? Like, she's always sending posts. Things are not relevant. She's talking about TikTok. I'm like, what? I don't know. I don't know how this works. But yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I've seen etiquette books. I bought one here in Germany. It was in German. I thought maybe reading would be fun and seeing like what old-timey German etiquette was. And then I think I got to like the third page and I threw the book away. No, I'm kidding. I just don't know where it is, but I like to look at it. Sometimes it's really interesting to see what the because it's all by, nationality, by region, by whatever. People just have different etiquette, which is really funny to me. So yeah, I love it. You know what I have? This is totally sidebar, but I don't know how to use chopsticks anymore. But we'll talk about it.
No,
No,
why? You haven't had
because
like
no, because the hubby like can't stand seafood, and then raw seafood is like another thing. So we don't eat noodles. We try not to anyway. So we just don't go to like Asian spots like that. And so I feel like I don't even know how to hold them anymore.
I know it takes a
That's
while. If I haven't gone in a minute, I'm like, oh, a little like fine motor, but then
yeah.
I'm like, all right.
She said fine mode. That's it. That it. That's what it is, right? I'm like, I used to like be really cool at it. And I love sushi. And I'm like, okay, when I come to visit in the States, we'll go to a sushi spot. You better not judge me if I pick that up with my fingers because that's what's happening.
Yo,
Okay.
that's fine. Shove that in your mouth. It's so
Shove
good.
that in your mouth. I know, right? Some people eat it with their hands, right? And
Yeah,
certain
they do.
they do.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm picking that up, yo. I'm picking up that
Yeah, that's
California
fine.
roll, that tuna roll. What I don't remember names of, I don't
So
even,
good.
I used
Now,
to
do you
love
do
it.
the sashimi, like the pieces of meat? You do, right? The fish.
No, I used to be all up in that culture, man. Me and my sake, just chilling in
Sake
the
I haven't
corner.
had. I can't do, well, I know they have cold sake too, which I haven't tried. I can't do hot liquor, like hot alcohol.
A lot of people can't, and I didn't like it at first, but that thing goes straight to your head and you're just like woozy, man. Like sake can get you bent, like really messed up. And it's so sweet too and warm. You're right, because you're not even like a, what do you call it, mulled wine kind of person? You don't like
No,
that.
I
So
when I went to no,
no.
I can't do the hot wine. I think one time I tried a hot like a hot wine thing, and that night I got really sick. I don't know if it was because of that, but now I feel like I just associate it. But yeah, the hot wine, like no.
I like the little bottles they serve it in also. Like you kind
Yeah.
of pour it into a little cup. I love these little like Lunchable type of situations in front of me. It's
Oh.
like really cute. It's like, I love it. I love the whole setup. I love how organized and beautiful it looks. I don't know, just all these little bowls. I love me some little bowls on a table. It feels like it's so plentiful. That's a weird like aesthetic thing. I don't know. But
Yeah.
speaking of traveling, food, all of that. I don't
Yeah.
would even talk about it that we were going to talk about it on pod, but have you heard? I don't know, by the time we air this, it's probably going to be done and over with, but right now it's an actual lawsuit about Lizzo. Did you hear?
Lizzo. So yeah, let's talk about that. Go ahead.
Okay, so because we're talking about international travel and whatnot, Lizzo has a lawsuit against her from her former dancers, and basically they're accusing her of all types of awkward, weird, unprofessional behavior. And one of them, which was really funny, they were in Amsterdam and they went to the red light district, and there's no good there. And she was forcing people, how do I say this, to retrieve objects from the performers. intimate areas, if that
Yeah,
makes
I
sense.
didn't think she was, I mean, like I don't know her like that, nor do I
Right.
follow her closely, but I'm like a little surprised.
Right. You know what? I'm not surprised. I feel like you have that much money, you have that much freedom. Your whole thing is about freedom and sexuality and embracing this and this and that. So I feel like she has like a no holds barred type of situation. The only thing I didn't like is like they got themselves a really good lawyer for, it's not a class action suit. It's like maybe 10 up to 10 girls, probably less than. So they got themselves a really good discrimination lawyer. And one of the girls was like, "Oh, if you didn't participate in the stuff that she wanted to do, you would kind of be ostracized. Like she wouldn't take you to the Caribbean and she wouldn't do this and do that." So I'm sitting here like, that's really her discretion if she wants to take you or not. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, now you're kind of blurring it. Like if she didn't like you, she didn't do whatever. So is it blurry? Like if you don't like someone because they don't do the things that you're not saying you'll be fired, but it feels like an implication. If you don't do these like sexual lewd things when we're out and partying, I'm gonna look at you funny. Now, so and that's the perception I think people get. And I'm like, yo, as a boss, I'm like, why are you putting yourself in that situation? Why don't you just go out with your friends and let your dancers go do whatever they want on their own, if that makes
And
sense.
there are artists that draw the line where like the
Yeah.
dancers and them, I mean, I get it, when you're on tour, you like become very integrated in like a family, but then there are artists who are like, no, like the only interaction they have is like during rehearsal and performances.
Which is really funny that you're saying that because I can't recall immediately anybody in our world, our little hip hop R&B love world, where they're like, oh, they had such significant problems with their dancers. Have you? Have you heard?
No, I've
Janet.
heard like people having like romantic relationships with a one or two dancers, but not.
Britney. Britney did. Remember? Britney
I
Spears?
know. Oh, Brittany.
Oh,
May
Britney.
she be resting too.
May she be resting. Put, put, put. That was a Greek blessing. So yeah, may she be resting. She's wild out there herself. We'll get into her for sure another time because she's a whole episode by herself. She's wild on these streets. Yeah, so I'm really curious to see how far this goes because she made a statement, kind of like not denying a lot of the accusations, which is like weird. She was like, oh, I'm upset that people's perception of me is going to change and my reputation is going to change. But she kind of really didn't deny what she was doing. The funny part, which like all these bloggers and, influencers were talking about, I tried to stay away from that noise, but I can't help it. They were like, it's crazy that she was fat shaming her dancers.
She
That part.
was.
Yes. Yes, girl. And I said, what? I was like, I'm gonna leave that alone. But I thought that was really funny. But someone had said that she was fat shaming her dancers who weren't able to move like they were able to when they first got hired. Like they had gained so much weight that all the physical requirements were like less. So that makes sense. If you can't move like you could have when I first hired you, that could be a problem, right? Is that discrimination? My God,
No,
so.
I mean, if you can't perform the job and they can back it up, then I don't think that's discrimination. Like, if it's purely superficial and based on looks, then yeah. But if they're saying that the job requires like a certain type of look, like that's the thing. Like, if you stipulate from the beginning what your expectations are and you're hired as such, so, like for instance, like I'm the clearest example I'm thinking, like the Rockettes, like I think it's like you have to be like 5'9" or 5'10" between that certain like height requirement. And I mean, I'm sure if you can't kick anymore, you like start to like gain weight, or you know, obviously they're not gonna like you know be interested in you if you don't meet the height requirements. So like I guess, yeah, as long as you stipulate from the beginning like that's your job, but I don't know.
Did you say if you can't kick anymore?
If
That's
you can't kick
freaking
anymore, if you can't turn anymore, if you can't walk in heels anymore,
right? That's
I
so
don't
many
know.
factors. That's really true, and that's really hard to break to someone. Like you ain't got it anymore. Like you used to, but you ain't got it. So that's a really tough situation. You know what? It's not that I
Everyone
like.
needs conditioning, right?
Yeah,
Everyone
for
like
sure.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. It's not that I didn't like Lizzo. I don't know if I even cared for her or not. I thought she was
Yeah,
fun.
I could go either way with her.
Right? So it's like it's just weird, like the position she's in. And she has so many endorsement deals going that I didn't even know about. She has like Absolut Vodka, she's got a thing with them. So I think Urban Decay makeup. She's got a
Oh, I didn't know
lot
that.
going on. Yeah, so I'm like, this can really mess up her bag. For real, for real. So I'm like, girl, you better go apologize. She has to start all over. She's gonna have to fire a bunch of like her people because I feel like when you have that much access to abundance, you just feel like you could keep just going and going. You kind of need someone to be like, nah, you can't do that. And it's once you reach that kind of level, no one's gonna say no to you. Not
Right.
even your family. They're afraid to say no to you as well. So it's kind of difficult. Speaking of saying no, I didn't know if we want to talk about this after the break or not, but we could get into it if you want because she's one of the biggest loves of my life and I love her so much. You know about her.
Yeah.
And I find it really, really interesting what's happening right now because she's about to flip it up, yo. You want to talk or you want to get into it or what?
Yeah, we can. We have, do you want to do it after the break?
We'll do it after the break. All right, guys. We'll see you guys after the break then.
All right, and we're back. You know, it's funny you were mentioning the girl that you love that we're about to talk about. And I was watching the King of Queens last night, old school episodes. So it seems very relevant. But yeah, I saw the article about Leah Remini. So I know she had a difficult time too, like leaving the whole Scientology church. And did you watch her series on that, by the way?
Absolutely. Every single
You
episode.
did. Okay.
Everything. I love this woman. First
Yeah,
of
I
all.
do too. And I love her friendship with J-Lo.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But that's how the whole thing started. Do you know? That
That's
whole
how the
beef with.
whole, oh, because they wanted her to convert J-Lo, bring her into the church, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So it was really based off that. It was like, oh, please get her to go to Tom Cruise's wedding. She's like, she doesn't even know Tom Cruise. They were like, please bring her to the wedding. She's so high profile. She's so whatever. J-Lo's like, what? Free trip? All right. No, I don't even know what J-Lo said. Yeah. Wait. Okay, go. Oh, so sorry. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I just got a message. It was weird. Sorry, guys. Huh?
Oh boy.
Oh boy, we're gonna
Oh
take that up.
boy. Oh
Oh boy.
boy.
No,
Oh
no.
boy. Oh boy.
Oh boy. No. Leah Remedy has been fighting this thing with Scientology. It's like the David and Goliath
It's
situation.
still ongoing. Like it's still
Yes.
not. Okay.
Yeah, so what happened is she's taking a really different route, which is really interesting. And I don't know all the details, so I just feel stupid even trying to bring it up. But she's suing them for apparently ruining her life.
Yeah.
I'm suing you on the grounds of ruining my entire life, which I guess are good grounds. But they did do a campaign against her.
Yeah.
And if you see all the like, I think God bless her, but till her dying day, I think Christy Alley hated Leah Remedy.
Yeah, you know, that's funny because I was just thinking about her too. She was in there. She was like part of like a very big supporter.
Staunch. She was a
You know,
staunch
but what's
supporter.
interesting is it's like the people, the members of the church that are in it are so loyal and it's so intense and strong, they're following, but yet they don't, not that they like denounce it publicly, but like they're also don't speak of it publicly as readily as maybe like other things.
They used to. They used to like go around telling the world how much good they did. And then the internet kind of like shed light on like what's really going because they were really isolated, just like any other cult. You're so isolated and the leaders don't want you to know anything different. So they kind of like it's forbidden, I heard, to be on the internet if you're in Scientology. Like you're not allowed to be on the internet. You're not allowed to have certain accounts or whatever. Like you can't really tell celebrities that, but like the everyday people who kind of pay for the whole thing, the people they run bankrupt, allegedly run bankrupt,
Yeah.
they're the ones who are like in the regular world, they're the ones who are the backbone of that society. So all their like 401ks, all that kind of stuff goes straight to Scientology, which is awful. And that's why I loved her show. Because the horror story, just talking to individuals who lost everything, not just financially, but their own family members who
Yeah.
split, was absurd to me. Over what
Right.
exactly? You
Yeah.
know? So she, by launching this lawsuit, they're gonna have to produce Shelly Miscavige. You know her, right? She is the wife of David Miscavige.
Oh, wasn't she the one that was like missing and
She's
like
still,
she's still missing?
no one's seen her. No one.
Yeah, I
So
remember reading into it, reading like following this like a while ago. And right, like she just vanished. I think Eileen Remini kind of like was like at the forefront of like, yo, like what's going on that we've never heard? Like she just disappeared and like no one ever heard from her again. And there's still no like no word of her or.
Apparently she was concerned about her being missing since Tom Cruise's wedding,
Right.
and the one that she brought J Lo, I think Mark Anthony, who she was married to at the time. J Lo has married 17 people since then.
That's right.
Okay, and this woman is still missing. No one has seen her. I think they said they did a what do you call those, a welfare check. They sent police to her house to be like, hey, are you alive? And apparently, I don't know what the response was. But they're like, everything's cool on that front. But also, I'm sure there's Scientologists allegedly, maybe somehow in the police department as well. But I'd love to go on and on about that whole thing, because this lawsuit changes the whole game, and I really want to follow it. You're interested in
Yeah,
that?
definitely,
Yeah.
definitely. And her case is interesting because she was raised it. It wasn't like she just was turned on to it when she was like a celebrity.
Right. But well, we're going to catch up on that. Either we'll talk about it, we'll go forward with it, or we just follow up with it. But we'll talk about that after the break.
Welcome back to That's Not the Point podcast. What up, G?
What's going on? How you doing? Like, I just didn't talk to you 5 seconds ago. Welcome back. No, last we left off, we were talking about the whole Lear Remedy situation, and
Yeah.
we were talking about like how crazy that's going to be and what a lawsuit actually means, because there's going to be so much that's going to have to be disclosed. All these, because like allegedly, whatever, for years all you've heard were like there were campaigns against people who went against Scientology, like they allegedly went into your garbage, got your mail,
I know, I heard that.
isn't that crazy? Went to your air, like if you're flying somewhere, like follow you to the airport, just constant a barrage of like really sneaky attempts to like make you feel crazy.
Yeah.
So if she has evidence, documented evidence against this or whatever, this is not going to be good for them. I think this is a real thing, you know? I mean, she's been doing this for years, since the aughts. Since the aughts. We talked about the aughts. Can we introduce
No,
the aughts?
off pod we did. So tell everybody what that is, because I didn't know
The
either.
aughts. You know, I have bad pronunciation, but the aughts, you want to pronounce it for us because you have better diction? Hit
No,
it.
I don't even know what the word was until you told me the off.
The aughts apparently are the years between 2000 and 2009. So anything that happened in that decade, they're calling it the aughts. So like our music, I feel like we had really good hip hop in the aughts. Do you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, actually, I really honestly feel like that's not just an example. That's like factual. I mean, that's when Missy was popping, Ludacris, all those people that I love so much that made hip hop.
Love Missy.
Right? Hello. The early aughts was great. I still liked Justin Timberlake back then, you know?
Why do you have beef? Well, yeah, I think you told me why you have beef with him now.
The laundry list is crazy. I have a
Okay.
problem. No, you know what I have a problem? It, like, sidebar, we'll go back to our topic, but sidebar, there's like this thing, like and it might sound crazy, but like I feel like older, like boys, white boys who used to be really down with hip hop and hip hop kind of launched them, they kind of get so conservative as the decades go by. Like I've seen things about your boyfriend, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Like he's gotten really conservative. He doesn't
Stop
want to
it.
yes he doesn't want to live in LA anymore. He's moving to Nevada because of the
Oh,
liberal,
good. See?
yes. Yeah, the liberalism and too much liberal this and too much
That's
wokeness
right.
and
He'd be waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to church, my
you go to
boy.
the ch yes, but you became famous because of the good vibration, okay? Don't forget what you came from, okay? Don't Don't
So
turn your
good.
back on us. So he's an example. And Justin's an example from, you know, Janet Jackson to Britney, because Britney is one of ours. So, and also to that, to like making like, what do you remember that Wilderness album he had when he was in the woods?
Wilderness.
He made a woods album. Like, it was
Oh,
like, yeah, like
let me
back to
fact
the,
check this right now.
I'm dead serious. He made an album like after his big like stuff with Timberland. He did his own thing. It went nowhere, this album.
Maybe that's why I don't know
He was looking like a lumberjack, chopping things down, drinking maple syrup.
it.
Oh no, he was drinking maple syrup, looking like he lived in the woods. He had a cabin.
Wilderness Timberland.
I don't think that's the
Oh,
Google search, is
no,
it?
not Timberland. I'm
No.
confusing Timberlake.
I'm like, what's happening? Nah, man, I'm telling you, he had this whole like, I'm going back to the woods type of situation. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're urban. Get out of here. You don't belong in the woods. Get out of the woods. He
Oh man,
did.
there's a video that comes up, Man of the Woods.
Yes, I'm dead serious. He had a whole album. It was not country. I don't think I
Wasn't
had.
it sponsored by John Deere? Or no, did he do like a halftime Super Bowl special that was sponsored by John Deere? Is that what I'm thinking of, or no,
Yes,
is that
and it
wrong?
flopped. It flopped. Everything about that flopped. His outfits were crazy. He flopped. It was a big flop. I think he's gonna act like it never happened. I think he's gonna work with Timberland again, to be honest.
Okay.
I think they're gonna end up working together again because, like
He's
I was
so
saying,
cute.
he's all right. He could redeem himself easily. Like he really can in the eyes of public opinion. If he gets back into this studio with Timberland and they work on some crazy new sounds for this generation, it's going to be awesome because he's still young enough. And the aughts music was so dope. Like, I don't even care what anybody has to say. Like, we talked about Nelly Furtado. She was huge. Fergie.
I love how you say frittata.
Furtado. She's not an egg. She's not an egg dish.
She's not an egg
Anyway.
dish. She can be an egg dish. She looks good.
She
She could
is.
be an egg dish.
She's a snack. She
She's a
totally is.
snack. I like that. I'm going to use that to describe people that I like and think are cute. She's a snack.
Baby, that's old. People have been saying that.
Really? I have not
Yes.
heard not one person say that.
Where are you from? Oh yeah, Long Island, where I'm from. No, that's what the kids are saying. They say,
That
oh,
she's a
he's a
snack?
snack. He's a snack. She's a snack. Everybody's a snack. Delicious.
Oh my
And
gosh,
then
I have not heard that.
if you're like bootylicious, you're all that, they'd be
I
like,
mean,
oh,
I've heard
no, no, no,
that
no,
is
no,
what
no,
you
not
say.
bootylicious. They say he's a whole meal.
He's a whole meat. Oh my God, I could never
You
say
need to start
that.
writing these things down. I don't know what to tell
Nuh-uh.
you. I gotta send you entries every single.
I say things like, oh my God, he's delicious. Like I don't say he's a snack though.
Oh, they call them snack daddies too, like
Oh
older.
gosh.
Yes, older guys with beards and stuff, like who's are snack daddies, cat daddies, snack daddies. There's so many names going on. Like I don't know all the vocab, but when I hear it, I hold on to it for dear life. And I'm like, I'm gonna use this and be cool. So we're gonna use aughts as much as possible. So
Aughts.
it's
Yep. Aughts.
AAAUGHT. Am I right?
Yeah,
Aughts?
I wrote
Yeah.
AUGHTS.
Right,
Aughts.
aughts. It's dope. I think that's a great word because I'm like the early 2000s, I can't stand it.
Yeah.
So even like people who were born there, like my niece is coming to Europe to study in Paris this semester coming. She was the one who was on the phone, and I just got a text from her, and I sidebarred like a dummy. But sorry, guys, I apologize for that. But we're finalizing plans because I'm going to the States. She's going to be here. We're missing each other, but we're trying to see if we can make a big like Thanksgiving thing here in Germany because she'll
Oh.
be so close. It's we're both not going to fly back for Thanksgiving, so we'll just do Thanksgiving here. So that'll be cool. So anyway, sidebar. So she's an early aughts baby. She's an aughts baby, actually, because she was born in that time. So that's kind of cool. So aughts babies, wow, they're like in their 20s. That's crazy. So what does that mean for me?
No, nothing. Don't go down that route, that road.
Oh my gosh, this is awful. I'm really sad. Anyway, no, I'm not sad, but no, I didn't think I was ever going to have like birthday hang-ups and all that kind of stuff, but this last birthday really threw me for a loop and I was like, "Wow, this is significant." And I thought I'd never be that person, but I am. But I digress. I digress.
Listen, I feel you.
Yeah, girl. We talk about the woman who doesn't age because she looks beautiful all the time. We were just talking about her, and we hope that all goes well with her lawsuit because she's saved so many people from the whole Scientology
Yeah, she has.
trap. I don't want to necessarily call it a trap. A lot of people are like avid believers and they claim it saved their lives, but a lot of people have horror stories, and I've seen so much about it and the horrors and the campaigns that they have against people. So I want that whole thing to end. And I really don't like the fact that they get tax exempt status for what exactly? Like, what are you doing? You're a cult, allegedly. I gotta say allegedly. Shout out to shout out to our beloved, our queen, our mentor. She we don't know her, but Wendy Williams, who
May
taught
she
us,
be resting.
may she be resting. She taught us how to speak. Well, kinda. When you're telling these little stories, you got to throw that allegedly all over the place, you know, up and down. So let's thank her for that. But so I hope this is going to be interesting because is Tom Cruise going to have to be on the stand?
I don't
Oh.
know. I'm sure they would have to like bring him into it, no?
Oh my gosh, I don't know how big this is going to get.
He just
It could
cleaned
be.
up his act a little bit, and now he's like, I don't know.
This is going to be bad. This is the most interesting turn she could have taken because I'm like, what else can she do? She made a movie, she made a documentary, she had a TV show. I think she has a podcast about it. She wrote her book about it, which I listened to in audio. And I think that's the best gift you could ever give yourself is to listen to Leah Remedy just read you things. Okay.
Yeah. She has such a characteristic voice.
Oh.
It's so good.
Oh my God, I'd be sitting in the dark just listening to her read to her book to me and just
I
loving
want her
every
to
second of it.
record my like voicemail, my
Oh,
message.
wouldn't that be so nice?
Yeah, who would you record? Actually, you know what?
That's
Once
a
I asked
great.
the person I was with, I was like, who would narrate the story of your life? And
Ooh.
I was like, Morgan Freeman is
Oh.
one. I was like, Tina Fey, someone funny. But like, Leah Remini is a good one too. Who would record your
Yo.
outgoing voice message?
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
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 I don't know if you necessarily know her from her voice. I just love her. Sometimes she does
Yeah, I
sassy
heard
voice.
her
She
too.
you right, she does all kinds of voices, which I like. And she just has sass about it. And she'll do like 26 takes. Great. And they'll be hard to choose from. That's how great she is. I'd be like, ah, oh, I love 22. I love one. You know, so that's she's dope. She has a show on Apple that I'm going to get into. I watch too much television, as you guys know. If anybody has Apple TV, I'm new to it. Go watch, what is it called? Shrinking?
Drinking, yeah, you
Amazing.
were telling me about that.
So good. I think his name is David Seagal. Nope, I'm lying. His name is something Seagal, and I love him. He's great. Actually, no, that's a lie. I think he was in Saving Sa Silverman or Sarah Silverman. No, that's not a thing. He was, you know what I'm talking about. His last name is Seagal. He's very tall.
I'm
I
gonna
think he
fact
ha
check this right now.
I think he saved somebody's mother. Jason
Mother,
Segel.
you leaned into that one.
Yeah, I did. I think How I Met Your Mother.
He saved
He
someone's mother.
he saved someone's mother. How I Met Your Mother, he was in that one. And what's his name? Who is it's
Drinking.
weird to see him in a sitcom. What's that guy's name again?
Oh,
Harrison
wait.
Ford. Harrison Ford is in this show.
Oh,
Jeff
Jason Segel.
That's what I said.
Right? Is that the one that was in yeah, that movie, right? Yes, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Listen, going forward, y'all are good, just gonna know. I get things wrong, names
I get
wrong.
things wrong all the time. I reference things wrong all the time. That's why I have my handy dandy Google Schmoogle. And yes, but he's good. A lot of people like him.
Yeah. I've never seen anything he was in
You didn't
until
do the
I.
How I Met Your Mother?
No,
You need
not at
it.
all. I couldn't do it. I don't know why. I
All right.
couldn't. I could. You know what? Who bothers me? And I loved him as Doogie Howser, but Doogie Howser.
Yeah, I think he played that role so well though.
Which one?
The Doogie Howser.
Oh
No,
yeah, he was
not that
great.
Doogie has a role on How I
No.
Met Your Mother.
Oh, I don't
The Neil
know. I
Patrick
don't.
Harris. I thought he did a really good job. Yeah.
Did he? I saw like commercials and like advertising, and I felt so like David Spade energy, you know, like David Spade being that guy and like in everything. And I just like only David Spade to be that guy, if that makes sense. Like,
Yeah.
I didn't need Doogie doing it. And this is what you get for pigeonholing celebrities. Speaking of celebrities and pigeonholing, this is so random, but if there was like a podcast that you think you'd listen to it nonstop from a celebrity, who would it be?
Probably Tina Fey or
Right.
like, yeah, I mean, she's like, yeah.
Yeah. You know who I was thinking about recently for no reason? Jaleel White.
Really? For
For
no
no reason.
reason?
For no,
We
you know
we've
what?
talked about him.
We did. No, in passing, I heard like on a celebrity thing, celebrity blog, celebrity whatever. I don't know. It was alive, and someone said something about the whole cast not liking him and all the
Really?
sh yeah, and all the sh because he took over the show.
Right, it was he was the show.
He was the entire show, so
He was
all
the
their
show.
storylines were like B stories.
Right, exactly.
Like, and his were A. So I understand as actors, you're trained actors, you went to Juilliard, who knows, whatever. You did all this work to be
Right, and he
upstaged
just
by.
wears a pair of high waters and like.
Right. But you can't be mad at the boy either for being
Right,
amazing because
exactly.
your show would have been non-memorable, you
Right.
know?
That was my
So if
Friday night with my parents, yo.
I'm telling you, that's why I kind of want to listen to his perspective because I heard he was a dick for a long time.
Did he do anything after that?
I know he did bit roles and like things. I've seen him in stuff like in the aughts. I've seen him in things in the aughts. I know he did Dancing with the Stars. He was pretty
That's right.
good. He didn't win, but he was pretty good. And I think I've heard like that he had a little chip on his shoulder. And I think he admitted it during Dancing with the Stars. Like, you know, when they do the little confessionals, like, you know, I had an attitude problem, I think, or maybe I'm dreaming this up, but I want to hear it straight from him. I really want him to talk about his experience as being so famous at such a young age. Because I specifically remember in the 80s, 90s, not that I'm that old, but I remember there were like graphic tees that were going around. We just called them t-shirts back then. But it was either you were wearing Bart Simpson or Steve Urkel on your shirt for a while. Like, those are like very significant faces. Like Steve Urkel's face was just as popular as Bart Simpson's face at a point. I'm making this up. I'm no sociologist. I don't know, but I'm making that up. But I feel like his face was so recognizable. Even coming here to Germany, we talk about television or whatever, and people are like, oh, like that Steve Urkel kid, and I'm like, wow. And these are older people who still remember him, you know, from the 80s. So just even in this, like, you know, meeting people here and we talk, I don't know who talks about Jaleel White, but it happens. But you're just like, wow, that was significant for you too. Oh my God, he was so funny. Remember when he played the accordion? Remember when he was Stefan Urkel? Remember this and remember that? You and
Never
I talk.
forget when he was Stefan Urkel.
Right? I think that's so interesting how phenomenal he was j just to like fade away. And I don't like that for child actors. Because how do you recover from that? It's weird. It's a weird
Yeah.
industry. I hope he got money. He's doing well. He has good family and good what you would call a support around him. Because I don't think it could be easy to have such success and just kind of fade away.
Yeah.
I heard some cra I don't know. I don't know. So many celebrity passings have happened in the last couple of weeks. I don't know if we wanted to address them because I don't know. I don't know if we were going to go that
Memoriam,
route.
yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do like a whole memoriam one day, like all the people we lost in 2020, 2023. But it's like really sad. But like the Pee Wee Herman thing just took me for a loop. So I was like, huh, that was weird. He was a big part of our lives. But I didn't watch Pee Wee, did you?
I not regularly. It kind of gave me the creeps a little bit,
Me too.
but I kind of feel like sacrilege saying that about someone who's not here.
I know, but the consolation is he hated that character as well.
Yeah.
So, like, because he wanted to be famous as Paul Rubens, Rubin, and people would just be like Pee-wee in the street. Like, so I could, as a grown man, you probably like, whatever he had training, I don't know what he did, but that wasn't even apparently that wasn't even who Pee Wee was supposed to be. He kind of morphed into like a child, I don't know, child, what do you call those people? Entertainer.
Yeah.
But he didn't start off that way, the character of Pee Wee. So that was an interesting story. But you made a bundle of money, R.I.P. Gosh, but Tony Bennett, that was, you know what, I'm not gonna go down this, but God bless him too.
Yes,
A
may
bunch of
he
people.
rest.
May he rest. Word. Yeah, so I'm gonna get off of that. But I wanted to talk about something, another random story that I saw really quickly. It was about marijuana sales in America. I know you don't partake, but I do when I'm around it and it's free. So I found it hilarious that there were like some credit card, major credit card companies are not letting people purchase marijuana on their debit cards. Now, you as a clinician, what do you think is that? What do you, I don't know if there's a
I
correlation, but
don't think there's like so there so you if you have cash, you can you're good. If you want to put it on your debit card, you can't. I don't think that has anything to do with other than just trying to like what save a buck, because there's like extra processing fees when you process a credit card.
But it was in this particular case, I saw it was MasterCard themselves who
What's
were
the
like, not.
argument that they just don't want to support it? So debit cards in general or specific, just MasterCard doesn't want to support the purchase of marijuana.
I don't know if they have like a moral dilemma,
Right. Is it a
but
moral dilemma or is it a financial issue? Because I know when you process credit cards, it's more expensive than doing cash. Like there's a processing fee.
why would they care? They're gonna make their money anyway. So there must be some kind of scam going on where people are buying and canceling cards. Who knows? Because I don't understand why they would get involved in the whole mar like it's a big industry and it's legal in like 30 something states. So I'm like, what why can't you let people buy their weed? You could buy food, you could buy fast food, all this kind of other stuff. Like you could buy anything
But
with
is it
your.
like nationwide? Not nationwide. Is it like across like is it a policy or is it just in some places?
That I don't know, but I said that I saw they sent like a memorandum. What do you call those things? A memorandum?
Memorandum?
Memorandum. I don't know. I'm
I
making
never
that
use
up.
that word.
No, mama say, mama sa. They sent
Mama
some.
Pusa.
They sent some like a note. They were like, "Hey, stop doing that." I'm trying to get the article again. Yeah, MasterCard moves to stop the use of debit cards at cannabis shops, and this is according to the New York Times. Like it's everywhere on a bunch of articles. You can't, but what? Why are they doing that? They won't allow the transaction. Oh, a move to highlight the rocky financial. Oh, it's loading. Oh my God, I'm so unprepared, guys. Forgive us,
No,
but definitely,
it's happening in real time. We're learning about this.
we're learning. It's a move that highlights
This is
the
where we
rocky.
need listeners so someone could call in and be like, "Yeah, yo, I went to the shop and I tried to use my debit card and I asked and it was and they were like, "Nah."
They were like,
Because that's
no.
how they talk, you know. I'm so PC, it's not good, but
Oh, okay. I think it's saying that according to what is this? MLive.com, that many dispensaries cannot accept credit cards or work with large banks because marijuana remains illegal federally. But
oh,
some
so it's
buyers,
still.
but what does that matter? Some buyers had been using debit cards PIN actions to bypass the trans the restrictions. So as we are made of aware of this matter, we quickly went to investigate it according to MasterCard and in accordance with our policies. So I think it's because when in accordance to our policies, we instructed the financial institutions that offer payment services to cannabis merchants and connects them to MasterCard to terminate the activity. So I think it's just something to do with the legality of it, because recreational marijuana is legal in 23 states, and 38 states have totally legalized medicinal marijuana, which is weird. I'm like, what? Make it more convenient. But I saw the flip side of it. These dispensaries were like, we can't be carrying all this cash. Like, we don't. It's dangerous for us because we could get robbed. So it's like, what? First of all, why are you wrapped up? Okay. Every
I
time I
have a
look up,
tank. I do have my cardigan, but this is so soft and fuzzy that sometimes I just wrap it.
every time I've been looking up, you're wearing an extra layer of clothing. You started
Yeah,
off.
no. It's the AC is actually working in the office. No, I shouldn't say that. It's good. It's well ventilated in here. But yeah, I like it because it's warm and fuzzy and cozy.
You're so cute. You started off this morning with a tank top, right?
I
No,
did. Now I have a
spaghetti.
wool blanket
Now you have
slash shawl.
wrapped around your shoulders and your neck. I looked up. I was like, wait, what? That's
Do
really
not put
funny.
my beanie on. No, I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't be surprised. You look real cozy and bundled right now, which is so weird to say at the end of summer. I don't understand. I thought global
The
warming was coming.
end. Don't say it. Not that it makes a difference. It makes a difference for me. My schedule has been exactly the same, but
Now you're a busy lady. You're a really busy woman. You got a bunch of jobs and
yeah.
whatnot. Like
Me.
you're a tough cookie. You're up at the crack of dawn too, which is funny with our
Me.
time difference. I look at the time like, wait, why is she, what time is it? And how is she up? That's insane. That's why I love that we have this relationship, because you're up wee hours. I'm
Yeah.
like, you're like, hey,
Sometimes
what's up,
I'm
girl?
like, get in the worm.
Yeah, you really are there. You're out there. You are getting
And other
you're
times the worm gets me.
nah, you're early bird, and you go out there and you kill it every day. Speaking of another random tangent,
Yeah.
getting birds and getting worms and
Yes.
whatnot. Is your girl Tori Spelling?
My girl, my Barbie
You
doll. Oh, I should
didn't
have.
you have her doll?
I do. I still do. I should have brought it. Jesus. Not Jesus. I
No.
should have brought it so we could.
Put
Well,
it on
not
the
that
desk.
neighbors are going to see us, but
No,
as
just
I
to be
kind of.
inspired, just to be
Right.
inspired by her
Why did
recent.
I choose her as a. I don't know if I chose her, if it was a gift.
Wait. Do you remember how you got her or no?
Yeah, I think I chose her. But like, why would
Oh.
I choose her over over Kelly or Brenda? Well, Brenda, I didn't really at that time Brenda wasn't like cute.
Brenda was a problem from jump, so I don't want to get into Brenda. That's what made her
You
so
could tell
great.
she was a problem on camera and off.
I love her.
But
I
then who
love.
else? Andrea. Andrea
Oh,
wasn't a
please.
thing back then. Right. So it's either really Kelly or Donna. So and Donna was like
Andrea was a middle-aged
oh.
mom in high school.
That's right. With our big Coke bottle glass.
I think she's single-handedly responsible for mom jeans, like young people wearing mom jeans,
But she
because
looks good now.
she's
She
so
has
no,
a
she's always been beautiful, but there
yeah,
was a
she's a
real
G. I like her.
noticeable difference in age. I was like, how did you get this job? You were 43 when you started. How does this work?
They were all old, not
Yeah, they really
old,
were.
but it's crazy to think that their age at the time when they filmed it, and now it's like, oh my gosh. And Luke Perry, may he rest. I was
May
so
he rest.
sad. Oh my
I
God, I was
know. I
so
know.
sad when I heard about that.
So random. You know why I'm obsessed? I off pod, guys, I keep telling Tosh that I want to talk about Tori Spelling
Yeah,
on
let's talk about
pod.
Tori Spelling.
I want to talk about her because I find her to be an American like phenomenon. Like I feel like, no, really, the way her father built his empire, that's very American, very, I don't know if it's bootstraps or not. I don't know his like backstory, but he really like built Dynasty. He built 90210, Melrose Place. I mean, it was like he had like stuff for the generation of the 90s. He had the Love Boat also. Like he had
Everything.
stuff that our parents watch, and then like he had us too. So he had really two or three generations of like target audiences throughout those years. So the money that he accumulated and the success and the fame and all that, you would think would just be handed down, transferred to your children,
Right.
right? So I remember years ago, you know, the tabloids, I used to get Us Weekly like in the mail because I was a loser. So I remember like I think was it that long ago when I got like it was like Tori Spelling was seeing a man who was married or whatever, and he like they met doing like a Lifetime movie.
Yes.
And he was married with a kid. I don't know if he had kids, but he was married. That's what I remember. And she started to fall from public like favor or grace because of that. And it was just kind of not good because she had parts. Like she was in like Lifetime movies. I don't want to say Hallmark, but like Lifetime, I know for sure some classics. She made appearances places, but I feel like her getting with this guy, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I did. They had like a reality show, right?
Who?
Tori
Sorry.
Spelling
With who?
with her husband.
No.
Yeah, they did. And I watched it. I'm pretty sure.
They did, and I watched it. Really?
Pretty sure. I'm gonna fact check this because I remember watching Tori Spelling.
So wait, was that before the kids or
No,
like
she
with?
had kids at the time. Tori
Wow.
Spelling reality show. Yeah, Tori and Dean.
How long did it run?
Let's see.
This is crazy. I didn't know.
Schmoogle.
Google Schmoogle.
From March 20th, 2007 to January 31st, 2012, 6 seasons.
Oh my
So she
God,
was making money.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it was cute. I mean, like I said, it was a reality show. They were cute with each other. But now, so yeah, now it's like images of her at like an inn and motels and.
Wow. Yeah, she's living in a trailer now, with her
But do
17
you think
kid.
that's like going to be the backdrop for like another reality series?
That's what people are saying, but the whole time too, I'm like, okay, I think the father did not leave her anything liquid when he passed, and I think he left everything to his wife and
Right,
her
and
to
she's, how can you be
right.
so estranged? Like, figure that shit out, though. I mean, I shouldn't talk, right? Like, that's where we would get like flack from people listening. But I just feel like, not for the financial purposes at all, but I just for the whole point of like, I don't know, like, how are you so estranged? You've gone through so much. You have this widely recognized family and father, and you're just gonna like let everything go down in flame, like go up in flames or down, I don't know.
All the flames. I don't understand. I know she has a brother. I remember her brother, I think, was on the show too, 90210. She has a brother who looks exactly like her.
Yeah,
So I
she
wonder if that's the same story too. Did he get inherit did he inherit money or whatever because he did things by the book? Why was it that like he didn't leave her money? Was he mad about was she already married to the guy when her father passed?
That I don't know.
See, that's the I remember years ago, I remember
But I think
Tori.
there was always like beef, like there was always like something between her and the mom. Even when they were a lot, like I think she had a good relationship with the father. I could be wrong, but I think something was always like amiss with like the mom.
But I could have sworn she and Kelly,
They're
Jenny,
still be pretty cool from
yeah,
what I know, that they were actually like friendly,
they
like
had a
real friends.
podcast. They had
Oh, they did?
something going on. Yeah, I think they were like watching reruns of the show and giving their input together or
Oh,
something
like
like that.
behind the scenes? I would want to do
Yes.
that.
Episode per by episode, I think
Yeah,
that they
how
were
much of that was
doing
like talking shit about Brenda? Be like, yeah, she came on the set. She's
that.
throwing sandwiches, crafts, flipping craft service tables.
Yo, I'm telling you, I bet these actors wish now that they might have kept a diary. They didn't know
Yeah.
podcasts were coming. You know what I mean? Like that, I wish they, I'm sure they wish they kept, because like this is 20 years ago. Do you remember everything? I'm sure they weren't sober, like most of it. Like they were like, oh, that was a juicy story. I wish I remember it. So that's interesting too. They probably were talking about it, but did they make amends with Shannon Doherty or
I
not?
think so. I mean, she's going through something. She definitely is sick, and I know she was like having some health issues and then like financial issues, not covering her health issues and stuff. So I mean, shout out to her, best wishes. But I know she definitely hasn't had it easy. But I don't know, because when they did the remake or they did like a reunion, I thought the entire cast at least made a cameo.
Really?
But I don't remember now because I didn't watch it. It's so funny when I hear people like, I'm like a 2 decades almost, oh no, like maybe like a decade and a half older than like one of the than most of the people I work with. And it's so funny when they're like, oh yeah, I was watching 90210, and I'm like, oh real, like getting into it. And then I was like, oh, I you mean the like the recent one, like oh, like the one from like 2000 and like 20, oh I like I meant the 90s. So
The
I
night, no,
meant
that's
the
so funny.
original. But
The
yeah. So,
original.
but yeah.
Are we
So I
really
don't
at that
know, but
place?
I didn't watch the remake. I didn't watch or whatever it's called.
Oh man, I'm so curious about that whole situation. She has five kids. Like, does the mom not care? Is she going to skip Tori and leave something for the kids? Because it's not their fault.
Yeah, right.
And
Like,
does
how do you
grandma?
go from a family ha that has like an empire to like being it? Well, The
Listen, see?
disparity, listen, it can happen to anybody, I guess.
Yo, listen, I try to avoid saying their names, but I feel like I say their names every episode about the
No,
Kardashians.
don't say,
But
oh, you
say what you
said.
want about the Kardashians. They would never let this happen.
True,
This
they're sick of
mom,
these.
yo, they really are. Even when Rob is out there talking nonsense about them, they're just like, oh, be quiet, Rob. I
I
mean, I
love
feel
me some
like,
Rob.
right? I listen, I
Yeah,
wasn't
I would
a.
take Rob, even Big Rob.
Excuse me, that's not even a question. If Rob called me today, I'd be like, husband, listen, I'm about to go marry into this sock empire. I'm about to get socks for life, and you
So
too.
funny.
I'm about to get some socks and basically chill for the rest of my life. I would be cooking every day, all day, like I do here. But like, I'd be like, Rob, I came up
I
with
would just
something.
feed him, yeah, so he's my big teddy bear.
Really, he's so cute, so sweet. Oh, I always want to know what happened with him when the Bylon girl. What happened?
Oh, he loved her. He was so heartbroken.
Know.
They
She
were
broke up
cute
with
together.
him?
He was such a hottie when they were together.
Yo, I remember seeing him. Like, I didn't know his voice or anything, but I saw him on
No, he was a
Dancing with the.
hottie. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him on Dancing with the Stars, and he
He
looked
did
really
good.
good. He did really good. He got booty. I love that. He was like flexing it. I was like, maybe the booty is natural in the family because he was showing a lot of tush. I was like, all right. He could work it. I was like, oh. And then I think they were together at that time. This was like 100 years ago.
No, on Dancing with the Stars, I don't think he was with, well, actually, I don't know. They might have rekindled something. I remember like watching the reality show and like she kind of made an appearance at one of the other weddings and yeah, I don't know, but I think that was like one of his lost loves, yeah.
Aw, because I thought I saw her at the
But she's good now.
rehearsal.
She's like married, I think, right? She's good.
Yeah, she's good. She's got a kid. She's good.
Yeah.
No, I thought I saw her at the Dancing with the Stars rehearsal. Like, you know, when they were in
Oh,
that
okay, maybe.
studio room, she was sitting in front of the mirror because that's what you do when you visit your friend in a dance school. You sit in front of the mirror. That's like the
Yeah,
best thing ever. I love
it is.
that. You like you pop a squat in front of the mirror. You just watch your friend dance. It's so great.
It
I
is.
love that. I could do that any day versus like vocal coaching. I don't want to sit there and watch nobody sing. I don't.
No,
For
unless
practice,
they sing really good.
yeah, I can't even do that. I'm like, I'll see you on the flip end. Let me know when you're finished and you're going to record. I don't want to see you do this, but watching someone pretend, like not pretend to dance, but rehearse is really cool to me, especially when you're trying to nail choreography. You're a dancer, you know what it is. You're trying to nail choreography and you could see someone struggling with it. And then sometimes you get up like, I think I could do it. And you're like, oh no, I messed that up. But it's so hard. Choreography is so hard for me. And
It's
I'm
so hard for
like,
me too. I flub up all the time because of my anxiety. If I'm like by myself, no one's watching me, and someone gives me stuff, like I'm on it. Like I remember I went to like a workshop. I was like a full room of people. If I was in the front, I've like flubbed up many audition, like would flub it up. But then I was in the back by myself and I like rocked it. So it's like I
oh.
just the anxiety, like I can't. It's not even the anxiety of not doing well. It's just like I just don't pick up things as quickly, and you have to be like very quick unless I feel 100% comfortable.
I don't believe that about you at all. I don't believe you don't pick up
Okay.
anything quick at all. I think the whole thing is a fucking lie. You're trying to make me feel better about myself.
No,
No, I
stop.
feel like you pick up things mad quick. You're just like
No, I
one, two,
wish. In
three,
my
five,
head,
six,
I
seven,
wish.
eight. But I always felt like I always have I want my Aunt Viv moment, that episode of Fresh Prince where she learns she like sucks at the choreography. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, and she does starts doing somersaults or flips and stuff.
No, she's wearing like a bodysuit, ballet bodysuit. This is,
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
and she was tired and all the kids were young and all the whatever, and she couldn't get the choreography, and all of a sudden she nails it. That's like one of my favorite thing, and I want that
Oh.
moment in life at some point. I don't know where I'm gonna get that suit, but I'm gonna
I
do
can get
the
that suit for you. I have two
thank
leotards.
you. No, I can't be fitting no leotard right now. I'm
No, it's
not,
great. I love me a
yo.
good leotard. I almost bought one last night.
Yo,
I
yo,
couldn't
you and
sleep.
your late night shopping
I
and
can't,
your
girl. Don't
cardigans.
even get me started. Don't even get me.
You guys, Tosh left me a message the other day asking me if I wanted some cable knit sweaters she was
Yes.
ordering from somewhere. And
Yo,
I was like,
Nordstrom
no.
anniversary sale. That's what's up. I'm wearing pants now. They're the best pants I probably have bought in a while.
Don't shout out Nordstrom's. Did they send you anything?
Oh,
Shoot.
that's true. We don't shout out nobody.
No.
Nobody.
Nobody. They better send you a gift card for that one. Jeez.
Yeah, don't shout
For
out
real.
nobody. We'll edit that.
No, seriously, we probably won't. But no, the funny thing is, you would think in the summertime, in the beginning of the summer, remember I was working really hard. I was going out to the gym, working hard
You
to try
still
to.
do.
No, it's not as like it was. I just experienced like 6 weeks of pure rain, terrible rain, weather in the 60s Fahrenheit, in the 20s Celsius. Okay, it has been cold and rainy, and it feels like the end of November in the middle of the summer. So I've been eating like it's Thanksgiving every day.
No,
Every
you're
day.
good. You're good.
Comfort foods. It's been terrible. Like this is why the people keep leaving the country when the summer comes, because they're smart, and I'm gonna do it too. But from what you're telling me now, the weather in the States is much better. So I can't wait
Yeah.
to come see everybody in the fall. We're gonna hang out and eat sushi.
Yeah.
I'm
And
gonna
mad
practice.
fish.
You're gonna be like my occupational therapist. Like, pick up the chopstick. I'm like this. It's gonna be great. They'd be like, "Oh, she's taking her client out. That's so nice."
It. Stop it.
That's so kind of you. She's so patient. But no. But it's been really good catching up with you. We haven't done it in a long time.
I know.
So,
Definitely overdue, madame.
yeah. Not like we don't talk every day, but we haven't recorded for you
Right.
guys in a minute. So we're so happy to talk to you guys again. Pretty soon we'll have our emails and stuff updated, so you could, challenge us on anything that we said. But I think everything we say is 100% accurate, so you have nothing to say.
Zit out.
Ditto, right?